Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. How was your weekend? How are you living? I guess it really does depend on where you are living. All right, let's get into it. Telephone number is toll free. I will tell you this. I've got an interview coming up at 9:20. Normally, we do not do that. However, it is Eli Manning, so I want to get out for that. Let's get started quickly so I'm on time. 1-800-636-8686. Eli Manning at 9:20. If you want to hit me up on social, do that at Jim Rome. You can email me too, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. You know all the ways in. Take advantage of it. Eli Manning at 9:20. These are Pacific times. Top of hour number two, a national NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Jones. So if you know how you want to go about it, how you want to hit it, you want to call me right now. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. I do not want to waste any time. Why don't we start with the AFC Championship? Last night's game. Amazing game. Wild game. Now, here's the thing about that game. Here is the thing about writing enormous checks with your enormous mouth when those checks rubberize and they bounce. It gets very ugly very quickly, especially when you're bouncing checks in Kansas City, especially when you're bouncing checks and Travis Kelce is around. As the Bengals and all of Cincinnati, including their mayor, found out yesterday. Hey, Bengals, come to find out, the Chiefs did see you all at Burrowhead. And then they beat you all at Burrowhead. And now hopefully nobody ever uses that name or utters the word Burrowhead ever again.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes house!
Oh, that is so amazing. That, Alvy, get that ready. That was so incredible in the moment last night when Travis Kelce did that drive-by during Mahomes' post-game interview on the field. But to listen to that guy show up right now and laugh like that with that energy and that disdain, that is incredible.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
I'm not even kidding. That is one of my favorite moments in recent years in all of sports. That reaction is freaking priceless. Incredible. Even for a Kelce, that's incredible. Alvin, I do need that one more time.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
I mean, maybe the five greatest segments ever. Him leaning into that with that crazy laugh to start. Like he could not wait for the nation to hear that. Alvin, I'm sorry, but one more time.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
I mean, I don't know what kind of adrenaline that guy was running on. I don't know what he had to do to get ready. But remember, we're talking about a guy that injured his back Friday at the end of practice. And there was a big question as to whether or not he would go. He sounds all right to me, Alvy.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo!
I would tell you I'm sorry. I would tell you I'm sorry that I keep playing that, but I can't get enough of that. That is incredible. And you know I love you, Cincy. You know I love you. You know I love me some Bengals. But you just do not disrespect the Mahomes house like that, and you do not disrespect Patrick Mahomes like that. You do not. You do not.
You do not.
You do not.
You do not.
You do not. You do not.
You do not bring him in. No. No, you do not.
So yesterday, Mahomes reminded everybody why he is the best player on the planet. Because frankly, fair or not, there were questions about that coming in. I mentioned it myself. If Joe Burrow went into their house and beat him again, then we have a legitimate question. Who is the best quarterback in the NFL? There were lots of questions. And Mahomes heard all the questions and did not say anything about them. However, when he hit the field last night on that bum wheel, not only did he grit out a legacy-type performance on that bum wheel, he even managed to make the deciding play with that bum wheel, a play that's going to live on forever in Bengals infamy.
Mahomes has got the snap. Mahomes avoids the rush. Down to 10 seconds. Mahomes is going to try to run for the first down, and he will. Osai there, and a flag down. A late hit. His body spilled out along that Cincinnati sideline.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Defense, number 58.
Wow.
It's going to be 15 yards from the end of the play. Automatic first down.
Buckner. Snap. Placement. Buckner's kick. He's got it. Kansas City in front with 3 seconds remaining.
You know, on the list of worst possible ways to lose an incredible football game, much less a football game that puts you in the Super Bowl, that's got to be right near the top. There's no way around it. That's a blunder. That is a big-time gaffe. A mistake, certainly, but a mistake that cannot happen. In fact, I'm going to ask Eli Manning what he thinks about that. Like, on the one hand, I understand what happened. Osai is flying. It's right at the marker. It's a bang-bang play. But you cannot make that mistake with the Super Bowl on the line. You have to know where you are. I mean, essentially the worst time ever for one of the worst mistakes ever. And that's about as devastated as you're ever going to see a player after making a mistake like that. Him on the sideline, absolutely crushed. And I felt badly for him. And of course, on social media, everybody was just murdering the guy, piling on. Believe me, nobody felt worse about that than him. No Bengal fan, no gambler, nobody. Nobody felt worse than that guy about that play, except you can't make that mistake in that situation. You can't. I want to be clear about that. You cannot make that mistake in that situation. Having said that, you cannot pin the entire loss on that dude. Everybody will remember that play, but that was far from the only bad Bengals play. They had plenty of opportunities to win that game. It was not his fault that they lost. And don't pin it on the refs either. Not that the ref show had another good show, because they didn't. In fact, it was one of the worst ref shows ever. But the refs did not hit the quarterback late out of bounds. The refs did not throw two picks in that game. The refs did not get the ball back with 2.5 minutes left and 2 timeouts in a tie game. Joe Burrow and the Bengals did. Burrow and the Bengals had ample opportunities. They had the ball 2 times in a tie game inside the last 7 minutes, and they went INT punt. They also had to settle for a couple of field goals in the red zone. The Bengals had opportunities long before that late hit on the sideline. They just did not cash them in. But you had to know that the Chiefs would when they finally had their shot at the end of the game. Bad wheel or not, there was no way Mahomes was going to let them lose that game. No way. You saw it from the very jump. You saw it from the way the guy was carrying himself. He was not going to let them lose. And then when it was over, it took about 1 second for the Chiefs to say, yes, yes, we saw and heard all that vomit pouring out of the Bengals' mouths. And yes, we saw Cincinnati's mayor make it so much worse. I mean, honestly, mayoral and political smack in and around sports is already the dumbest thing ever. It's never cool. It's never fresh. It's never funny. It's always lame, and it's always dumb. However, in this case, this cat went full next level with it. I mean, I've never seen that kind of political smack involving a game. Normally, it's a couple of moron mayors offering to bet whatever the city is known for. Not this time. Like I said last week, bulletin board material is a funny thing. Like, it's one of the lamest things ever in theory, right? Of course, elite athletes and professionals should not need it and don't need it to motivate themselves. But understand who you are dealing with. Elite professional athletes. And they're constantly looking for any edge, any fuel, any additional motivation that they can get anywhere at all. I mean, to us, it makes no sense whatsoever. But to them, they will take any little edge, any little thing that they can get. And if they feel like they've been disrespected or slighted, they will use it. I said it last week. Remember, Michael Jordan flat out would make crap up. He would make crap up to get himself hyped up. Except the Chiefs didn't have to make anything up because the Bengals gave them so much material to work with, starting with all that Burrowhead nonsense.
Woo! Burrow hit my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
What a legend. Travis Kelce, what a legend. I've been saying most of the season that he's the greatest tight end ever. He might be the greatest human being ever. And that, of course, was not the only thing that he had to say about what the Bengals had to say. In fact, far from it. Because then he did set his sights on the Cincinnati mayor, and he made sure to ask that politician exactly how his ass tastes.
How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party!
Man, I love this cat so much. Now the only question is, which Kelce brother do you like better? It's almost impossible to say. I mean, seriously, what is better than the Kelce Sibs? The answer is the Kelce Sibs in the same Super Bowl. That's never happened, but it will now. And what the hell is the Cincy mayor thinking or doing saying that a paternity test would be an official proclamation that they needed to find out whether or not Burrow was in fact Mahomes' father? I guarantee that mayor thought that was the coolest, freshest, funniest thing ever when he popped that out. Dude, the hell are you doing? The hell are you thinking? Kelce's right. Know your role, shut your mouth, especially if you ever think about going there again or saying the name Mahomes out your mouth, out loud. Paternity test smack works way better on Jerry Springer, who, come to find out, was a way better mayor of Cincinnati. Not my take. Of course, another incredible Travis Kelce take from yesterday.
Said enough about the Cincinnati mayor. It was Cincinnati was a better city when Jerry Springer was a mayor.
Dude. I mean, again, best tight end I've ever seen. But his smack might be better than his play on the field. Enough about the Cincinnati mayor, and wait while I tee this fool up again. Enough about the Cincinnati mayor, except Cincinnati was much better off when Jerry Springer was mayor.
Cincinnati was a better city when Jerry Springer was a mayor.
What an all-around legendary performance from Travis Kelce. On the field, of course, but especially with the mic. I want to be very clear about this. This dude does not need one. He's welcome to call this program anytime. It's been a few years since we had him on. He can call anytime, any hour, any day that he wants. Even on Smack Off Day. Especially on Smack Off Day. That dude was born for that event. So I'm just going to throw him a golden ticket right now. He earned it. He may not want it. He may not know what it is.
I've got a golden ticket.
TK. There's your golden ticket, bro. He'd murder it on the smack off. You're invited because you make it better. But he was far from the only one who couldn't wait to swing back at the Bengals. And again, you know me. I actually picked them on Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. I love the Natty. I love the Bengals. So it's not like I'm here to pile on. But man, there was some dumb decision making by some of those guys leading up to that game. Even Patrick Mahomes, who never talks smack. Well, his dad got into it too. Patrick Mahomes Sr. got in on the fun when he told a local news station in KC that he was, quote, smoking on a Joe Burrow.
You got a cigar of your own, I see.
Yeah, I'm smoking a Joe Burrow.
You smoking on a Joe Burrow.
I'm smoking on a Joe Burrow.
How's it feel to be headed back to the Super Bowl?
It feels great, you know. You know, my baby boy did what he always do. You know, he's going to show up and show out, and I'm just glad he did it.
He's right. Quote, my baby boy did what he always do. He's going to show up and show out, and I'm just glad he did it.
Joe Burrow.
I'm telling you about Mahomes, man. I cannot believe how gritty this dude is, how tough this dude is. I mean, that was an amazing effort last night. We already knew he could make every throw. We already knew that he's already one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But this dude's grit and toughness and sheer determination and will are freaking off the charts. Pat Sr., feeling it. I could not have put that any more perfectly myself, and that's exactly why I did not understand all the talking, all those enormous checks that Eli Apple and Mike Hilton and the damn mayor were writing with their mouths all week long. You know I love the Bengals. I love their vibe. I love their swagger. But all that talking was nearly as boneheaded as that late hit. Why give that team that fuel? Why give that team any fuel? Cincy, you messed around and you found out. You messed around and you found out. Quote, Burrowhead my ass.
Burrowhead my ass!
Obviously, there's way more to it than that. Way more to that game than just the pregame smack and the late hit with the game on the line. And we will get to it, but we had to start somewhere. And the Kelce sound was just too priceless. Had to start somewhere. Chiefs fans, how hyped are you? Get up in here. Bengals fans, how despondent are you? I still love your team. I still love your culture. I still love the way they're built. I'm still an enormous Joe B guy. I still love that he thinks this championship window is going to be open his whole career. Know this, though. Know this. Nothing is guaranteed. Believe it or not, you may or may not be back in that position ever again. And you had numerous opportunities to seal that deal, and you did not. Not that this is going to make you feel any better, but I'm telling you, there is no guarantee you'll be in that position again. That's why you have to cash those opportunities when you get them, because nothing is guaranteed. I know it's a totally different situation, but the Rams won it all last year, and look what happened to them this year. I believe in their talent. I believe in their culture. I believe in Joe B. I believe in the coaches. They're building a monster, a bully. But nothing is guaranteed. You got to cash those opportunities when you get them. And they had them, and they didn't. All right, when we come back, I want some phone calls. But first up, a conversation with Eli Manning. That's coming up next. Is your check engine light on? Do not ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Let their professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They will retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if necessary. For check engine light diagnosis, repair advice, or the right tools and parts, get everything you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
A four-time Pro Bowler, he was the first overall pick in the 04 draft out of Ole Miss, the 2016 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, Giants Ring of Honor guy, and today he appears courtesy of Quaker and Quaker's pre-grain contest. Of course, I'm speaking of Eli Manning. Eli, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Good, dude, good. You and I will talk oatmeal and more momentarily, but I got to get your thoughts. Not that we didn't already know, Eli, that Patrick Mahomes was already trending towards being an all-time great, if he's not already that, but how impressed were you with the way he was able to grit and grind out that unbelievable win over the Bengals on one leg last night in Arrowhead?
Yeah, it was really impressive, Jim. And some of the throws he made, when he was on the run and moving in the pocket, off balance, off one leg, and still to make these, kind of unscripted plays were just incredible. That's kind of what I thought he wouldn't be able to do. Like, we're going to lose that part of Patrick, which is, going to make it a little different for him. He made all those throws. It was the throws where he was sometimes just in the pocket. It was clean. And that's what sometimes you kind of think about that ankle, like, oh, I got to think about this. You step a little different. And he missed, he didn't miss many, but he missed a few throws when it was almost easy, but his ability just to make some throws on the run, moving around, the final offensive play where he's able to run and get the first down, get out of bounds, get the penalty, just shows his dedication, his commitment, and just his ability to to rise to the occasion.
Only another elite quarterback would know. Well said. I appreciate that. Now, Eli, notice I said Arrowhead and not Burrowhead. I'm not saying that Mike Hilton saying that they were heading to Burrowhead or Cincinnati's mayor asking for Burrow to take a paternity test to prove that he wasn't Mahomes' dad. I'm not saying they had an outcome on that game, but can we all agree that those were pretty dumb things to say and do given who they were playing?
Yeah, I think so. I think they should have, you know, I think a little bit the Bengals, just with everything that went down earlier versus the Bills and some of these playoff things, how they kind of thought they were, you know, kind of there was billboard material, you know, that the Bills had already sold tickets to that neutral site and this and that. You know, they should have understood, hey, don't make other billboard material. And so they gave that to Kansas City. It's like, I don't think you get more up for a game, for a championship game, an AFC championship game, but just you don't need to do that. I think there is some, you know, kind of learn how to handle the success and handle everything going on and don't do that and put your team at a disadvantage. So it might not have played into a difference, but it's just probably not the smartest thing to do.
NFL great Eli Manning joins us once again. Eli, I'm curious, when you look at Joseph Osai, he was clearly devastated for that late hit on Patrick Mahomes that set up the game-winning kick. Can you see where the momentum from a guy trying to make a play might carry him off the field like that? Or can you just not make that mistake ever in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those tough plays. And for me, you know, with guys and you know, that's an effort play. It's not a mental mistake. It's not a doing the wrong thing. Hey, you didn't know your playbook or you didn't prepare. That's a guy, trying to make a stop near the end of the game to try to win a game and help your team. And you know, one step too far out of bounds makes the hit. And I think as a ref, you got to make that call. It was a late hit. It's on a quarterback out of bounds. They're always looking to protect those quarterbacks in that scenario. And so it's just one of those things. You can't do it, but you feel for him because, you know, he's just trying to, you know, play to the whistle and help out his team. And so unfortunate, and it was, you know, tough to watch him there on the bench afterwards. He was obviously upset because he'd worked so hard and done everything, you know, so well. And to have that play is just it was tough to see. But that's football, and you know, sometimes you just got to understand when to let up a little bit and where the extra effort can be harmful.
Eli Manning is appearing courtesy of Quaker and Quaker's pre-grain contest, which we are going to hit on in a minute. So, Eli, what about the early lean, right? The Eagles are installed as early two-point favorites. What do you think about the matchup? I know we're early. We're 2 weeks out. But what is your early lean on this game?
Well, I think you look at the Eagles, it pains me to say this a little bit, but they're playing really, really good football. And their defense has just been has been tough the last 2 weeks, and getting pressure, getting turnovers. They're not giving up anything easy to the opposing offenses. I mean, every first down that the offense get is hard earned, and feels like you've overcome something and you've done something great just to get a first down. And so their defense has been great, and then their ability to run the football, and whether it's, you know, one of their three running backs running it, whether it's Jalen Hurts running it, and then some of their RPOs. Where they're just kind of having reads and getting the ball out in the flat, throwing little slants. They're basically right like run plays. The ball is getting out quickly. There's not a whole lot of chance for anything bad happening. So they're protecting the football and shortening the game by the style of their offense. And it's impressive to watch. So I think it's a great matchup. I think it's the two best teams in each conference. They've been the best teams pretty much all year. And for them to end up in the Super Bowl will be a great matchup.
Eli Manning joining us. Eli, I'm curious. Nobody understands what comes along with playing quarterback in New York more than you do. I'm curious, where do you come out on Zach Wilson? For instance, do you believe he has what it takes to be a QB1 in New York with the Jets?
You know, I don't think you can judge a quarterback by in 2 years and necessarily make that decision right now, just because it's hard. It's hard coming to New York. It's hard from a certain college's offenses and coming here and just trying to put everything together. And just it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment to your not even to the physical part of things, but just the mental part of handling New York. It is not easy. There is a lot of pressure, and they'll make you the greatest and they'll make you the worst the next week. And it's a quick flip, and it's hard to adjust to that and handle that. So I think, you still got to give the kid a chance, let him, see if he can just, learn, the best ways to work, the best ways to learn, this offense and get things going and to be a leader of the team. So I think it's just too quickly to judge that. I know from anybody, it takes time. It takes time to figure out this game and how to play at a higher level. And everybody can learn that at different stages and can take, an extra year or two. And you got to give that to some of these quarterbacks.
Eli Manning is my guest. All right, Eli, you are once again working with Quaker. Tell us more about the Quaker pre-grain contest.
Yeah, I'm excited to partner with Quaker to invite fans to share how they pre-grain before the big game and a chance to attend next year's Super Bowl in Las Vegas. So to enter the contest, fans can head over to TikTok, follow @Quaker. And between today and February 12th, which is Super Bowl Sunday, you can upload your own pre-grain video sharing how they prepare with Quaker Oats. And so use the caption, #QuakerPregrain, #entry. And so it's a great contest. Upload your video, and you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl next year.
That's a good time. He's appearing courtesy of Quaker and Quaker's pre-grain contest. Eli, how about one quick thought going out the door? I know you'll probably tell me he's not asking for your advice, but if Tom Brady came to you and said, Eli, what do you think? What should I do about running it back one more year or walking it off right now? What would you tell him?
I'm certainly not going to ask him what he's going to do because I've seen his response to that. I don't want to get yelled at. I am hoping, with Jalen Hurts now in the Super Bowl, he's not in the Pro Bowl anymore. Tom Brady is up. So I'm hoping I could coach Tom Brady in a Pro Bowl this week, and I can give him some of my advice. But, hey, I think he's playing at a high level. I think he can still play. I don't see him slowing down. I think he can go into I'm sure he would rather go in an offense where he doesn't have to throw it the most in the NFL of any other quarterback. They get a little run game going. It would be helpful, but I think he's still got it, and would love to see him out there still.
He is a two-time Super Bowl champ, a Super Bowl MVP, appearing courtesy of Quaker and Quaker's pre-grain contest. Appreciate you, Eli. Always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Jim. Be well.
Be well. Eli Manning, still a pro. Always shows up like that. I like it. All right, we'll take a short time out. We have a bottom-of-the-hour sports update right now. Telephone calls on the other side, but here is the very latest. On this Monday morning, here is Andrew Bogish.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
As you know, it is back. We do the Ask the Pros on Mondays. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Listen later on. I might answer one of yours. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need quickly from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So I went off the top with my take. I went right into an interview with Eli Manning. Let me get some reaction in here. Dear Joe Burrow, you are not the father, signed Maury Povich.
Andrew, you are not the father.
Woo! Girl had my ass!
Alex in Windsor. Jim, smack paternity test results are in. Travis Kelce is the Cincinnati Bears smack daddy. Sign Maury Povich. I don't know. I think that is an instant legendary drop. That's going to go down as one of my favorite drops ever. I can already tell. I don't need to wait and see how it ages. I don't need to wait and see how it's going to feel in a month or a year or 3 years or 5 years. I can tell you right now, that will go down as one of my favorite sound bites ever. Go ahead, Alvin.
Woo! Burrow hit my ass! Woo! It's my hometown!
Bengals gal in Florida is in. It's always good to see her. Everything you said, I agree with. I was so pissed at that bullcrap ammo given to the Chiefs by those bonehead Bengals, Apple and Hilton. And I love Mike Hilton. But KC wasn't going to hear that and roll over. Bengals had to pay for it. She nailed it. That's exactly my take. I'm a big Mike Hilton guy. It just, in the second, you knew it was such a bad idea. Why? Why? And I would say, act like you've been there before, but they have. You don't need that. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? I also love how she said she loved Hilton, but crickets on Apple. Eli Apple is something else, man. Have you ever seen a more average to below average player stir up more crap? Even his mom deleted her social media account. I love Hilton. But I hated they did that. I knew right away that is such a bad idea. Such a bad idea. And I don't know if the mayor had that in him already or he took his cue from his players. But dude, why did you have to insert yourself into this? And before you come in here and say, Rome, it doesn't matter, man. These are Hall of Famers. They don't need that. No, they don't need that. They do not need that, but they do use it. And don't tell me they don't, because they couldn't wait to go directly to it right when the game ended.
Woo! Burrow hit my ass! Woo! It's my hometown!
No, that guy didn't need that. He's the best tight end I've ever seen. But don't act like he didn't get more from it. Why are you going to load the gun for them? Why are you going to give them anything? Not smart. Below not smart. Hey, Rome, I have great respect for the jungle and all of the legend smack runners that are associated with the jungle. However, there has never been better smack than Kelce dropping "It was a better city when Jerry Springer was mayor" bomb.
Cincinnati was a better city when Jerry Springer was a mayor.
It may be the most perfect piece of smack I have ever heard. Damasio in Albuquerque, it's right there. His whole act after that game was perfection. Perfection. And again, this is a guy who got hurt at the end of practice on Friday, and there was some question as to whether or not he would go. But should there have been? Did it, knowing Kelce and Mahomes the way we know both Kelce and Mahomes, was there any doubt that those guys were going to go? Of course not. They'd lost three in a row to these guys. They had the AFC Championship game at home with the right score of the Super Bowl. Hell no. Those two guys were not going to miss out on that. And hell no, they were not going to miss out on the opportunity to run their smack right when the game ended.
Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni!
Incredible. The mayor tweeted something to the effect of, "I deserve that." Hell yes, you did. And so much worse. What are you doing saying Joe Burrow should take a paternity test to make sure and confirm that he's not Mahomes' dad? Yet Mahomes was not going to internalize that. That was not going to come back. And if you're offending and disrespecting Mahomes, what, you're not going to offend and disrespect everybody he plays with? Bad, bad idea. I'm not saying that's why they lost, but I'm saying it hurt. It sure as hell did not help. Chris Milwaukee, Jimmy, how many downs will we give the Chiefs? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. Not five, signed the Bengals, Chiefs, refs. And I said it myself. The ref show was garbage. The ref show was garbage.
Garbage.
Now, it was one extra play. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. It was one. But often, all it takes is one. And it should have never been one. And again, I don't expect perfection, but I do expect not to give this team an extra down. Not when you have New York, not when you have the technology, not when everything is in place. Do better. The last penalty was one of the few correct plays those idiots got right. That was one of the dumbest penalties I've ever seen in a big game. But you have to admit, the officiating was awful, and most of the calls went against Cincinnati. Ian in the Natty. Ian? Yes, the call was the right call. Yes, it was the worst time to take the worst penalty. Yes, the refs sucked. It's not why you lost that game. You had chances to win that game. You had your guy with the ball late, couple of minutes left, two timeouts. You had opportunities. You can't put it on that. That's a really bad penalty to take. I thought Eli Manning was interesting, though. Eli said, look, that's not having a mental breakdown. That's not knowing the rules. It's none of those things. It was a guy desperately trying to make a play, going all out. And there was momentum. So what I'm saying is, if you want to go down a list of how offensive it is, how stupid it is, how boneheaded it is those things, frankly. But it could have been much worse. Like, I feel badly for the guy. But that guy, no guy, can make that mistake in that situation. Because we'll never know. But given that that kick barely crossed the bar, I'm guessing it made it because of the penalty. And if they push that kick back, he doesn't make it. Rob in Topeka, we're hyped out here in the Midwest for our beloved Chiefs. Had a beef with the boss man, though. He wouldn't let me take the day off to nurse my hangover. His response, get your ass to work. Come to find out, he took a personal day.
Get your ass to boss.
Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. Dude, if that's true, that is bullcrap. That is garbage. He told you to get your ass to work, and then he didn't come in? Wow. Dude, I'd be pissed, too. Like, I want to tell you, just leave then. But I don't want to get you fired, Rob. That takes some balls. Why did he do that all together now? The same reason anybody does anything, because he can. He's the boss. Mark in Hollywood is in. How long is Philly fan going to be loud, insufferable, offensive, and bleep talking up in everyone's face? 2 weeks. Yeah, it's getting lost in the shuffle, right? We haven't even talked about it yet.
Have you brought any fruits or vegetables onto the planet?
2 weeks.
Let's get a telephone call in here. 1-800-63. There's more reaction. Keep the reaction coming. I like it. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Kansas. Scott in Kansas. What's going on, Scott? How are you?
Thanks for the vibe, man. Yeah, we heard all this crap coming out of Bengal Nation all week long. I've got just one message for them. Their championship history is built right in the name of the city. Senta Nada. Thanks, man. I'm out.
Thank goodness you are, dude. Senta Nada? Bro, maybe you let Kelsey handle all the smack for you.
Know your role and shut your mouth, jabroni.
I think that guy's got it covered, bro. Cincinnati? Cincinnati negative didn't want any of that. Cincinnati negatory. Cincinnati not today. Cincinnati. Cincinnati nobody. Fail clowns thinks that's lame. Dude, Cincinnati.
Fail clowns.
See if somebody else can pick me up. Let's go to Toronto. Billy in Toronto. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Hey, Jimmy, listen, very straight to the point. Eli Manning, what the hell are you talking about? Well, he was just trying to make a play, and it failed on him. You know what's a failure, Eli? A drop pass. A missed block. That is a failed play. Somebody that doesn't know how much time is left on the clock and knows that if he doesn't matter if he makes the first down or if he gets out of bounds, you cannot hit him. You just gave him 15 more yards, Jim, and that's what won the football game.
Billy, let me ask you something. Judging by the utter disdain in your voice, I'm going to take a wild stab here. Did you lose your bet on that game?
Jim, let me go a little bit further on that. Jimmy, I had a 14 parlay. I had unders in both games. I had Philly, and I needed Cincinnati. Hey, Kansas City could have went in and won that game in overtime, Jim. But I'm not calling in because of a failed bet. Jimmy, I do quite well gambling. That's not the reason for this call. I just see games ending this badly. I don't like it ending like this. Just a terrible, dumb, stupid play, Jim. And if I'm the owner of that team, I walk down from the booth, walk into the clubhouse, and say, buddy, you're not playing for me again. You are stupid, and you don't deserve to be on this team. And that's it, Jim. I'm out.
My man. Are you sure it's not the bet, Billy? I haven't heard anybody that angry in a long, long time. Are you that angry in principle? Are you that angry that that guy made that mistake in that moment? Or is it about that parlay? I mean, Billy, if it's about the parlay, just say it. You seem awfully angry and offended, like your sensibilities are offended that a football player made that mistake on that big of a stage. Whenever somebody says, hey, Rome, it's not about the bet, it's about one thing, the bet. Whenever somebody says, hey, Rome, it's not about the parlay, it's about one thing, the parlay. Dude, you were way too angry for that not to be about the parlay. And I don't blame you. His teammates had his back. So I don't think they're going to fire him. Stay tuned.